going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate it or love it, here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to Tyler Warren. You can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Would you hate or love Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State, at pick number 4? Still moments to vote in yesterday's Tet McMillan poll, rather. A flooding of votes. And unless we're going to have Hartford Whalers-esque hijinks here, Keefe.
It's happened before.
At the end of the Good Jones point. And Keefe bracket, yep. That's going to be chalked up as maybe the most hated pick.
Let the hate flow through you.
So we'll update that coming up in just a little bit. A lot of votes for Tet McMillan, second most after Travis Hunter to this point. So we'll continue to track that. Meanwhile, we will update you on Cam Neely melting down a little bit at the Bruins press conference.
Yeah.
We'll do that momentarily. We have some audio to play for you here coming up. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. But Keefe, at number 4, the Patriots select Penn State tight end Tyler Warren. Would you hate it or love it?
I would love it.
I loved it.
I would love it. I think this would be a guy that could help Drake May significantly, help the offense significantly, so that can grow with him. And you know, you saw how good Brock Bowers was in the NFL last year. You saw how good, you know, Sam Laporta a couple of years ago was when he came into the league. You know, you're bringing that position back to kind of prominence. I think it would be great. Now, he's not a perfect player, but, you know, or you know, for a guy at number 4, you have a couple of tight ends, but you're talking about an insanely high ceiling. You'd still need to address left tackle at some point. But if they took Tyler Warren, I'd be pretty excited about that.
So I would love it. And I've told you for a while.
I love it.
Thank you. Let's say Hunter and Carter are gone.
Yeah.
And they're not taking Genty. I would still be very happy with Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
I would take Genty over him, but I would love this pick. He probably isn't Brock Bowers in terms of play style. That's honestly probably more Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, as a move player and a pass catcher and a guy in space, more Kelsey than Gronk. But I think Tyler Warren is a pretty versatile player. Yeah, he's not just purely an outside tight end. He's a guy who, as I've said a million times, you can line him up as a wildcat quarterback. He'll run you over.
He can throw it.
Hard guy to tackle, hard guy to get to the ground. And so I think he'd be a fun player to have on this offense. And most years, is drafting a tight end at 4 ideal? It's not.
No, it seems kind of crazy.
But yeah. This isn't most years. I don't love the wide receivers in this class. The guy I like the most probably is going to go on day 2. The end of day 1, Luther Burden. That doesn't mean you can't get good players there, but okay, fine. There's not a match at pick 4. So how do you get a playmaker? How do you get a guy who can be a difference maker on offense in the passing game for Drake May? You take the tight end, who I think is the clear-cut best tight end in what is a good, talented, deep tight end class. I would love Tyler Warren.
And I don't
run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
He is.
Jalen Milroe, of course, but it also applies,
to Tyler Warren.
It does.
Because I don't love the receivers in this class. And that doesn't mean there won't be a few that emerge as like really good players. And I'm also putting Travis Hunter to the side for this conversation. Like the rest of that group, I don't really love. So if you're saying, all right, what kind of... And that's why Genty and Warren have both moved to like the top of my overall big board because... Yeah, ideally, Drake May gets a stud wide receiver, and you move on. He gets Malik Nabers, he gets Marvin Harrison Jr., and you're off and running. I don't know if that guy exists in this draft, but you have a game-changing tight end who last year, I know it's college stats, so it can be a little wonky, but as a tight end at over 100 catches and over 1,200 yards, like, that's insane. Ashton Gentry at over 2,600 yards. So it's a running back and a tight end, so maybe not the position you were hoping for, but still like an elite dynamic player that is going to help Drake May significantly, and kind of those two can grow together.
Yeah, I think, you know, tight ends used to need an adjustment period, and so Sam Laporta came in right away. I think he was a high round two pick at 34, 35, yeah, something like that. Came in right away, super productive for the Lions. You saw it last year with Brock Bowers. I don't think you need that transition as much with a tight end, so I think they can come in and be impact players almost right away. That doesn't mean that'll be the case with Warren, but that does happen with that position now. My red flag for him, you just mentioned the 100 catches last year. Prior to that, in his career, he had 49 catches in 3 years at Penn State. So he is.
They didn't know what they had.
He is a bit of a 1 year wonder, which is a red flag. Doesn't mean I wouldn't draft him, but if anything was going to scare me away, it would be that. I would love the pick there at four. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. I'm going to tell you, this is already an unpredictable one, Keefe, because normally we watch the first 20 votes.
Yeah.
The first 30 votes. And
good indication, right?
It usually holds pretty firm. It's already swung.
Oh, boy. 150
or so votes up there now. You can continue to vote at Jones and Keefe. But that one's already swung from the love side to the hate side.
That was quick.
And we'll see if it continues to
Did you just
swing.
Tell me like 5 minutes ago, hey, we might have another love?
I thought we might have another, because
that's out.
Spoiler alert.
That's out.
If it's not Carter and it's not Hunter, so far Patriots fans pretty much hate all the options, which is how most of the NFL feels about this draft. So you're not alone. Again, you can vote there. We have one more prospect. We'll hit Armon Membu tomorrow at 11:45. Hate it or love it on draft day. Here on Jones and Keith.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meanwhile, today is also Bruins breakup day. Jacobs, Neely, Sweeney speaking with the media earlier today. I'm told this is a longer clip, but this is probably where Neely gets the prickliest today.
All right.
So here's a back and forth with Cam, asked, I believe, about the job security of Don Sweeney.
Hey. So
that was all Sweeney. Oh, I thought we had some Neely in there as well. There isn't? Okay.
So basically, it's a good job. Don't worry about how quickly they get fired recently, because this franchise has been around for 100 years. Uh-huh. So like that's the selling point,
yeah,
I guess.
They want, you ever heard of the original six, Keith?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. It's the original
they're
six
one
job.
Of them.
Yeah, you think somebody's going to say no to that?
No, I don't think so. He'll let you know, though, if they do. How kind of snaky is it to be like, I only had one coaching search? It's like, well, you still fired three coaches.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It is snaky. And good job. That was Tara Sullivan of the Boston Globe going at Sweeney directly. Neely got awfully prickly today as well. I guess he walked off and
A walk-off.
Pretty upset.
Okay.
He was very defensive about the Bruins and their drafting. He said it's actually not as bad as everyone thinks.
I tried making that point one day, and then I really like looked into it, and I was like, okay, I can't really go down that road.
I mean, not as bad as everyone thinks. Well, everyone thinks it's the worst, so I guess that technically could be true.
Well, so part of it...
You can't possibly be an overrated bad drafter. We all think the same exact thing. So maybe you're a little bit underrated, perhaps, but like it's bad. Whether it's not as bad as everyone thinks or not, who cares what people think? It's objectively terrible.
Well, isn't the fallback...
If people hate it a little bit too much, oh well, but it's objectively terrible.
It's hard to miss on first-round picks when you trade all your first-round picks. Is maybe like the fallback on that?
Maybe.
Like, in your face, we weren't bad that year because we didn't even have one that year. It's like, yeah, you got rid of it.
But okay. Prickly, testy press conference over there. I guess KPD was getting into them.
All right.
Tara Sullivan getting into them over there, as you just heard. But no, the defense is, well, we've been pretty good. High win percentage, which the text line pointed out over and over again. That's basically Dan Duquette.
So really,
more games in first place.
2015.
Yeah, yeah.
Zboril, DeBrusk, Sinishin in the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
2016.
Well, hang on. You're leaving out like all the great players taken after them, but keep going. Yeah, 2016.
But I'm pointing out two of those guys are useless and one of them was fine. McAvoy and Frederick in the first round in 16. So you got Charlie McAvoy at 14.
Yeah.
All right.
He's fine.
He's pretty good. For 14th pick?
He's fine.
All right. Euro Vakanainen in 2017 first rounder?
It's a whiff.
Did not have a 2018 first rounder. John Beecher in the 2019 first round.
Hey, that's a fourth line player on one of the worst teams in the league.
True. 2020, no first rounder, but he did get minus Lowry in that draft. 2021, Fabian Lysell in the first round. And then no first rounder since 2024 when they took...
So in 10 years, he got you McAvoy.
Dean, don't call me Mary Kay Letourneau.
In 10 years, he got you McAvoy.
Yeah, that's
who was a player right in his backyard at BU.
Well, and
congrats.
Swayman, who might suck.
Well, and Patra.
And
is he good?
I mean, no.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Fine, maybe, we'll put him in the maybe category.
So many whiffs, you have to include maybe.
It's not as bad as everyone thinks. I mean, it's objectively awful.
It might actually be worse.
It's objectively as bad as it can get, but it's not as bad as everyone thinks.
Yeah.
And on top of that, again, the justification is, well, hey, we just missed the playoffs for the first time. We had made the playoffs all these years before, and we even got all the way to the pinnacle in 2019. I mean, we lost when we got there. But we even got to the pinnacle, and don't forget the whole red carpet was rolled out for us where other teams' best players were getting hurt, and we got the Blue Jackets and the Hurricanes en route to the finals. But okay, fine.
Jack Stadnicka? Did he catch on?
No. I don't believe so. No. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. And every Wednesday at high noon, we have Pure Hoops with Terp next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series.
What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.